The book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Akaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 28th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though they are one of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now, these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power, and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 28th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wilt send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river, and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me, when Sambalat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly, that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung pot, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went, or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sambalat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they loved us to scorn and despised us, and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them, and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us, therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion nor right nor memorial in Jerusalem. Chapter 3. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Miha. They sanctified it unto the towers of Ananiel. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Sako, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Asenahah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Kos. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshesabeel. And next unto them repaired Sadok, the son of Bahana. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, and Meshulam, the son of Besodeah. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Melatiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Meronite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, unto the throne of the governor on the side of the river. Next unto him repaired Uziel the son of Arahiah of the goldsmiths. Next unto him also repaired Ananiah the son of one of the apothecaries, and they fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall. And next unto them repaired Rephahiah, the son of Hor, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next unto them repaired Jedahiah, the son of Arumaph, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Atosh, the son of Ashabriah, Malchiah, the son of Arim, and Ashob, the son of Bath Moab, repaired the other piece and the tower of the furnaces. And next unto him repaired Shalom, the son of Alohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Anon and the inhabitants of Zanoa. They built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate. But the dung gate repaired Melchiah, the son of Rechab, the ruler of part of Beth Arekerem. He built it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shalom, the son of Kol-Oze, the ruler of part of Bispah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Siloah by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Besor, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. After him repaired the Levites, Rehum, the son of Bani. Next of him repaired Ashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keilah, in his part. After him repaired their brethren, Bavai, the son of Anadad, the ruler of the half part of Keilah. And next to him repaired Iza, the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah. Another piece over against the going up to the armory at the bone, at the turning of the wall. After him, Baruch, the son of Sabar, earnestly repaired the other piece from the turning of the wall unto the door of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him, repaired Merimoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Kos, another piece from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him repaired the priests, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin and Ashob, over against their house. After him repaired Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, by his house. After him repaired Binui, the son of Anadar, another piece from the house of Azariah, unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. Palal, the son of Uzai, over against the turning of the wall, and the low and the tower which lieth out from the king's eye house, that was the court of the prison. After him, Pedahiah, the son of Parosh. Moreover, the Netanims dwelt in Ophi, unto the place over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower that lieth out. So after them, the Tekoites repaired another piece over against the great tower that lieth out, even unto the wall of Ophel. From above the horse gate repaired the priests, everyone over against his house. After them repaired Sadok, the son of Imah, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemahiah, the son of Zechariah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Ananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Anon, the sixth son of Saaph, another piece. After him repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, over against the chamber. After him repaired Malkiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Netanims and of the merchants, over against the gate Mephikad, and of the going out of the corner, and between the going up of the corner unto the ship gate, repair the goldsmiths and the merchants. Chapter 4. And it came to pass that when Sambalat heard that they rebuilded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation among the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders.
So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to walk. But it came to pass that when Sambalat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem, and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of bodies is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them, and cause the work to cease. It came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up, and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. It came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the abajons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear bodies with those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, everyone had his sword guarded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort it out unto us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise at the same time said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Chapter 5. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews, for their word had said, we, our sons and our daughters, are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the debt. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. And some of our daughters are brought into bondage already, neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, we, after our ability, have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, it is not good as ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise and my brethren and my servants might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them even this day their lands, their vineyards, their olive vineyards, and their houses, and the hundredth part of the money and of the corn, the wine and the oil that ye exact of them. They said, they, we will restore them, and we will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou seest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performed not this promise, even thus he be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said amen and praise the Lord, and the people do according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 28th year even unto the 230th year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were shadjew unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. Yea, also I continue in the work of this world, neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered together, were gathered together unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, besides those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon the people. Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for these people. Chapter 6. Now it came to pass, when Sambalat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sambalat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sambalat his servant to me in like manner 5th time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. And now shall he be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I said unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou seest, but thou feignest them out of thy own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehatalib Tabil, who was shut up. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God. within this temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, will go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to this their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the war was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechemiah, the son of Ara, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Chapter 7. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Anani, and Ananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. For he was a faithful man, and feared God above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors, and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. And my God put into my heart to gather together the nobles, and the rulers, and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of them which came up at the first, and found written therein, these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity, of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away, and came again into Jerusalem and to Judah, everyone unto his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Asaniah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvan, Nehum, Baana. The number, I say, of the men of the people of Israel was this: the children of Parosh, 2,172. The children of Sephatiah, 372. The children of Ara, 652. The children of Pahat Moab, the children of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Satu, 845. The children of Sakai, even 703. The children of Binui, 648. The children of Bebai, 628. The children of Asgard, 2,322. The children of Adonikam, 607. The children of Bigvai, 2,307. The children of Adim, 655. The children of Atta of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Ashom, 328. The children of Bezai, 324. The children of Arif, 112. The children of Gibeon, 95, the men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 108. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Asmapheth, 42. The men of Kijat Jarim, Chephiran and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Gaba, 621. The men of Mekah Mass, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The children of the other Elam, 1254. The children of Arim, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Adid, and Ono, 721. The children of Sena, 3930. The priests, the children of Jedahiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Ema, 1052. The children of Pashur, 1247. The children of Arim, 1017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua of Kadmiel, and of the children of Odeva, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The potters, the children of Shalom, the children of Atar, the children of Talmon, the children of Akob, the children of Atita, the children of Subai, 138. The Netinims, the children of Siha, the children of Ashifa, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Keros, the children of Sia, the children of Padu, the children of Lebana, the children of Agaba, the children of Shamaya, the children of Anan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gaha, the children of Raya, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uza, the children of Pasir, the children of Bizai, the children of Meunim, the children of Nefifesim, the children of Babok, the children of Akufat, the children of Abo, the children of Bazith, the children of Mahida, the children of Asha, the children of Bakos, the children of Sisera, the children of Taman, the children of Nizeah, the children of Afa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotar, the children of Sopheras, the children of Perida, the children of Jahaya, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidai, the children of Shephahiah, the children of Ami, the children of Pokereth of Zebahim, the children of Ammon, all the Netanims and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up also from Telmela, Teleresa, or Kerub, and Don, and Ima, but they could not show their father's houses, nor their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of the Lahaya, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 642, and of the priests, the children of Abaya, the children of Kuz, the children of Basilai, which took one of the daughters of Basilai, the Gileadite, to wife, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but was not found. Therefore, were they as polluted, and put from the priesthood. And the Tishatta said unto them, that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,303. Beside their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,337. And they had 245 singing men and singing women. Their horses, 736. Their mules, 245. Their camels, 435. 6,720 asses, And some of the sheaf of the fathers gave unto the work, the tishata, gave to the treasure 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priests' garments. And some of the sheaf of the fathers gave to the treasure of the work 20,000 drams of gold and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold and 2,000 pounds of silver and 70 priests' garments. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Netinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities.